This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We'll get to that and much more. Let's get to our daily download.
Story number one.
How about Aaron Filo and the Georgia Tech Yellow Jackets? Filo, 265 last night. Mike, you said it. The other quarterback, Haynes King, unable to really throw the football, so they needed Filo to do it, and he did.
Yeah, it was tough for Georgia Tech because you knew when Haynes King was in, it was more likely going to be a run. But then Filo stepped up. We talked about it, man. Some great numbers in high school football, 56 touchdowns as a senior. Only a three-star recruit, probably because of his size, you know, and he's not the most fleet of foot until it mattered. He had two big runs, including the scramble to win the game, put in the end zone. I thought they were dead in the water after NC State was down the field and scored
late. Yeah, I was nervous. There's no doubt.
But just one timeout, and it hats off to Brent Key and his staff for good clock management, running right.
58-yard field goal. It's no good at the end of the game. Time runs out. They did have a chance to win.
It had the distance. It was wide left.
It did. Yeah. And he hit it, and I went, oh. And then it just floated. It kept moving that way.
Wind was a huge factor last night in Pittsburgh and last night in the flats.
Here is Aaron Filo talking about that final drive and the touchdown.
It kind of takes me back to childhood when you got the basketball goal and you're just practice making like the game-winning shot or whatever. I mean, it's a moment that you dream of. It's a moment that I've dreamt of. And to finally be in that moment, couldn't ask for anything more. It's cover two man, two high safeties, and everyone else playing man underneath. They didn't have anybody for me like when I ran. So, I mean, just made the play.
Yeah, Brent Key was saying he loved that he saw that and then took advantage of it. He was not afraid, Mike, to go like, oh, I can run for 25 yards. I'm going to go ahead and do it. A lot of guys, Brent Key was saying after the game, a lot of quarterbacks wouldn't have done that simply because we got this play called. Let's try to hit it. And the kid was like, look, man, there's nobody defending me.
Well, I got to tell you know, watching the game last night, and I was thinking about our good friend George Godsey. Because Godsey was a guy that, you know, you never consider him fleet of foot.
Sure.
But there was a game, and Chris, it was brought to Chris, our producer. This is back when Jim Donnan was the head coach of Georgia, and George O'Leary beat him back-to-back. But it was kind of wild because he actually scrambles at Sanford Stadium, and George tells a story about him running. He's running between the hash marks, and he's looking up on the big screen, and there's no one around him. And it's literally like you hear, like, the Chariots of Fire music. And so it wasn't as... This is what we saw Aaron Filo do last night, but Godsey kind of showed that ability when he was at Tech to make that kind of play. But what a great win, and don't lose momentum. You know, and now you feel – look, it's going to be a tough task against Georgia. We get that, but you always feel that Brent Key's teams are going to be in these games.
Let's hear from Brent Key talking about his team's W last night.
Good win. I mean, all wins are good wins. You know, the guys, you know, they kept fighting, kept scrapping, gave up some plays. You know, didn't have a lot of success in different times, weren't consistent at times, but then found a way at the end to get what we needed.
Yeah, and that's all that matters. Like I always tell you guys, I don't care if we win by a half point, not possible, a point, 3 points, it doesn't matter. Just get it done, and that's what happened. Let's get to story number two.
Story number two.
It is all about Cleveland because they were at home last night. A lot of people said, hey, Steelers won four in a row. They're rolling right now. Steelers going to handle business. And I said I thought this would be kind of a grinded out kind of game.
It's a trap.
Well, here's what's crazy about this, man. Nick Chubb was crazy last night. He was doing everything. As a matter of fact, his head coach, Kevin Stefanski, said as much.
I don't think it meant anything other than he wants to do everything in his power to help this football team win. That Nick Chubb's the, you know, he is the consummate teammate. He's the best I've been around in that regard, and he wants to help this team win.
We had that crazy number at the end of the show yesterday here on Dukes and Bell about how it's from the Akron newspaper. I found it online. Where they are like unbelievable on Thursday nights. The Browns are like money in the bank on Thursday nights.
They
and
are.
The Steelers, conversely, have lost a bunch of games in a row in Cleveland on Thursday nights. So for what it's worth, we give you some of the trends last night. I think we both like Cleveland, you know, give them a puncher's chance.
It was plus four.
Yeah, but that one was, you know, yes, George Pickens is right to a point. Yes, the weather was an issue on good on equal footing. Perhaps the Steelers run away with it. But still, anybody can step up. And that's a rivalry game, and that was their Super Bowl. That was huge, and the fans went bananas.
He talked about Chubb. This was Chubb scoring on a two-yard run. It's made it 24-19.
Snap. Give to Chubb. Chubb running. Chubb, touchdown. Nick Chubb did it. He stayed on his feet. The Browns take the lead. 57 seconds to go, and the Browns lead the Steelers 24-19.
That would be your final score. Chubb, by the way, 20 carries, Mike, 59 yards, two touchdowns. But he was doing everything. It felt like he was involved in all the big plays for Cleveland last night, and that's why Stefanski was talking about it.
They showed like a 300-pound-plus guy with no shirt on in the snow. Al Michaels last night goes, I see his future, a direct flight to the Cleveland Clinic. But anyway, it was a great atmosphere. I loved it. I don't know when you were a kid back when the TV stopped at 13, but those games in Cleveland, those Steeler games, it just looks Buffalo 2 in the snow. It was awesome.
I still get, you know, goosebumps watching when we have games now, whether it's in Green Bay, it could be Chicago.
Right.
Those outdoor stadiums and those environments in the weather is what football is all about. And I, you know, when we see those games, it doesn't happen as often. Like, I don't feel like as it did as kids. I don't know why, but last night was cool. And I thought it was going to be worse, honestly. When we left the studio, I was like, I thought this weather, because this front was blowing in here, and we knew it was going to be worse up there. Hey, let's get to story number three, guys.
Story number three.
Your belief that as we get back to work next week, we're going to be able to handle our business against the Chargers. This is the task at hand for this coaching staff. Mike, this is a week in which I will spend next week a lot of time talking about Raheem Morris and Zach Robinson and the defensive coordinator, Jimmy Lake. This is on them to get us right. You can point to all the guys you want to, but at some point, coaching matters. And you have to say, here's what you're doing wrong. Here's what you're doing wrong. And these things have to be corrected. Now, if the guys don't execute and live up to it against the Chargers, and let's just say we lose that game, I don't know if that's going to be the case. I feel like these guys will respond. But to me, this is one of those weeks, and we don't have them a lot, where the coaches have to do their part.
Right. I mean, the definition of insanity, doing the same thing over and over and expecting the same result. If you're not going to blitz, if you're not going to try to send more guys and try to get some numbers, I don't know what you're going to do here. Now, I understand. You made a great point against Denver with the secondary injuries. They probably didn't feel as comfortable doing that. But if we get more healthy guys, if Mike Hughes is back, if we get our regular corners out there, then we've got to be blitzing. And look, send Caden Ellis. Let's have some safety corner blitzes, too. Send Jesse Bates. Let's get Simmons involved. I mean, I know I say it every darn week, but I'll say it one more time. Let's either come home with your shield or on your shield. In other words, either you're dead because you died trying, but let's go get after it. Because to sit here, and as Bo Morgan said on the morning shift, to die from 1,000 cuts, you know, that's not good, man. And it just seems like the underneath stuff sustains drives. We're the worst team in the NFL in getting teams off the field on third down. And I just don't think our defense with our current – let's be honest, Carl.
With our makeup
in the front seven,
yeah,
can really get the job done the way it's being played.
We're going to see. Adjustments matter. We'll see what adjustments are made and the approach next week as we get back to work.
Hey, Chargers Monday night, so we do get them on a shorter turnaround.
Yep.
They'll play the Ravens, but the Ravens have no defense. That's a hell of a Monday night game, too, by the way, in L.A.
It is. I just think the Ravens secondary is susceptible to giving up a lot, and we've seen that all season long.